Hello, everyone, and welcome in to a new adventure for the Brothers Movie Factory. I'm your host, Ben. With me, as always, the brother of the Brothers Movie Factory.
Dylan.
You son of a bitch. Indeed, Gus over there, the brother of the Brothers Movie Factory. And hey, like I said, this is a new adventure for the Brothers Movie Factory. You might be looking at the header of this episode, the title of this episode, and be wondering, what's this? What's in the fucking pod? Well, let me tell you, put on your mud and hop on for this ride. Gus, why don't you explain what we're going to be doing here this week for the Brothers Movie Factory?
And not only is it for the Brothers Movie Factory, it's for our spit listeners out there.
The people.
We want to stay connected with the people, but hey, alas, we can't. With life getting in the way, and life does get in the way, we can't always post a consistent episode like we once.
That's what he meant to say. It's like life gets in the way. And
yes, indeed. So how do we rectify that with our current listeners? Let's do some what we're going to be dubbing factory filler. Filling in the time that we are away by reintroducing some old episodes, some golden oldies for our current spit listeners. So if you've heard it before, hey, listen to it again. If you never have, well, welcome on in. This week, we are doing our factory filler, filling it up with Predator. Predator, 1987 Predator. Why? Because at the time of you listening to this, Prey, the new Hulu. Prey, the new Hulu film, is being released, the next thing in the Predator franchise. So, hey, we've spit-talked on Predator in the past, so why not spit it out there again? Do you have any memories of our episode of Predator when we did it in like January of 2021? If you don't, I do, because I listened to it recently.
Not one. I have a more current memory. Like, I remember the last time I watched Predator.
Let's hear it.
It was on Discord. I watched it with two buddies of mine. My buddy Pork and my other buddy hopped in a Discord chat, and I streamed it. And we watched it all together. My biggest memory of it is my buddy Pork and I were not drinking, but our other friend was. And he got progressively more intoxicated and in turn talked through the entire movie. And he can be an aggressive laugher. And he was just laughing through everything. It was a very poor way to watch the film. Because, like, the end when, like, Arnold screamed, he's like, yes, let's go, let's go. I'm like, shut up, this is important.
You're like, slide the mouse over, mute him. Okay.
That's what Pork did. I remember because I was like, man, I'm sorry. He was talking so much. He's like, oh, I didn't even notice I muted him. I was like, oh, okay.
So that would have done as well. But so funny enough, the way I introduce myself in this intro is the same thing you're going to hear in a minute. Me saying I'm Dylan. But other little highlights of this episode, you make me laugh so hard I almost poop myself.
That's a classic.
Yeah, there's something.
Jimmy Stewart.
No, no.
You shitting yourself on the podcast is just as important.
It was near the tail end. You listening, cover your ears if you don't want the laughter spoiled near the end. It's in the factory segment of this Predator episode. So cover your ears for a couple seconds and come on back. But it's when we said who would fight the Predator, and you said something like Kevin McAllister. I said Rambo. You said Kevin McAllister, and then you're like, what if Kevin McAllister fought Rambo? And someone, either you or me, was like, it'd be a boring fight because they'd all set their traps and they'd both just be sitting there waiting. And that was a good one. And also a funny little factoid about our episode of The Predator, or of Predator. I don't want to say
The Predator.
No, I do not. You'll hear in a minute, I say Predators is one of the worst movies I've ever seen. That's incorrect. I meant to say The Predator, but here we are. around this time is when you were launching your gaming channel, oh, you God. And a guest gaming.
Yeah.
That lasted,
four episodes?
Yeah, never got to conclude.
Before life got in the way
but
of
we
that
were promoting
one
it.
Yeah. It was yeah. Like, man, this is just not, this is too much time and effort for me to not be doing this. Like, I can see why, like, people, because I wonder that all the time where, like, I see, like, streamers and whatnot. They're like, yeah, I'm just going to try it. And they go all in. And I'm like, you really do have to go all in if you're going to, like, do continuous, like, consistent content. Because, yeah, it's intense. Like, and I'm also not a good editor, but, man, like, just staying on top of that and, like,
yeah,
keeping stay
on top
and
of
play.
It.
Yeah, I'm not good at that. I like video games. I'd rather just enjoy video games by myself.
Yep, but we were trying to promote you playing Alien Isolation, and this episode came out during our Alien movie month that we were doing. So, yes, indeed. So enjoy this factory filler of Predator.
Yes, and next week we intend to release a new episode. And we intend to continue off of this. Again, Gus said Prey is coming out this week, rehashing a filler episode of Predator, our old episode. And then next week, we intend to release a new episode on Predators. So stay tuned for that factory coming your way with some good memories of our theater experience from that one, as well as some other things. So stay tuned.
Yes, stay tuned.
So enjoy the filler, and until next week, brothers.
Hey, wait about an hour. You'll hear it then.
Indeed. Get the fuck out of here. Hello, everyone, and welcome to another exciting edition of the Brothers Movie Factory. I'm your host, Ben. With me, as always, a son of a bitch.
Dylan, it's me.
Ah,
Dutch.
You son of a bitch.
It's me, son of a bitch.
what if that was his name? Not Dutch. Son of a bitch.
Son of a... Mr. Bitch, Mr. Bitch.
Please, call me Go son on. Of a...
Please call me son of a...
Please, Mr. Bitch was my father. Indeed, over there, Gus, the brother of the Brothers Movie Factory. I think that's the first time ever, history of the show, that we've opened with just slightly... Me not saying the brother of the Brothers Movie Factory.
Yeah, it threw me off. I had something planned, and it all went to shit.
Now, good. That's what we're about. But anyways, Gus over there, brother of the Brothers Movie Factory, and if you're new to the show, if you never listened, if you ever tuned in, where you been? But also... what we do here on the pod is every week we watch a film. We then take to the pod to discuss said film, what we liked, what we didn't, what worked, what didn't. We then submit that movie to the factory. That's where we take the film we just watched, and we imagine what it would look like if it came out today. Who would direct it? Who would compose it? Same movie, same story, just modern booking. Like I said, who would direct, who would compose, who would star? Then we submit that movie to a little bit of a question-y time at the end, just asking some questions, and then we close out the show. Sound good? Great, grand, wonderful. Continuing, moving on. So we found ourselves this month of January. Is that how someone from Pittsburgh would say it? January?
Tired Jan. They call it one.
It's one. What month is it? Is it January? Nah, it's one.
No, it's the first one.
First in the month. We found ourselves in the month of January watching alien movies. Alien movies, we watched Alien. We watched Mars Attacks. And here we are watching right up there with the movie Alien in terms of fame, in terms of popularity. In terms of pop culture, Predator.
Yeah, these two movies are very synonymous with each other, and we, as Ben mentioned, we watched Alien, so hell, why not Predator?
We watched Alien, we watched Mars Attacks, so hell, let's find the middle ground. Aliens hunting people, Predator.
We need to see a movie with a lot of beef. Lot of beef.
Where's the beef?
I was watching it with the crew, and there's that scene where they're setting up the first set of traps, and they're all like pulling the rope, lifting the trees. I yelled out, I'm like, that is a lot of beef. Like,
now you're a man.
Yeah.
I love this movie. There's a lot of movies that I do watch every year. This isn't one of them. I'll preface it with that. But there's a lot of movies that I watch every year. And there's a lot of movies that I don't watch really ever. I'll watch maybe once or twice every 5-10 years. This is a movie that I find myself watching every other year.
Okay.
Sorry to mislead you.
Good for you.
Hey, if it was Jaws, I'd watch. If Jaws was an alien, but we'd watch it now. But yeah, no, this is a movie that I don't watch every year. Watch every other year, and it's definitely one of my favorite, if not my favorite, Arnold Schwarzenegger movies.
I was just gonna get right into it. Is it your favorite Schwarzenegger movie?
Yeah. I would say it's my most watched Schwarzenegger movie.
Is it your favorite?
I would say, because I'm not, I mean, not that I'm not a big Terminator fan. I think we've done Terminator and Terminator 2 at this point. Not that I'm not a fan of them. I just, those fall into the category of movies I don't watch every year or even every other year. Those are like a 5-10 year movie for me. Terminator 2. But I'm trying to think of other ones. Jingle All the Way, for whatever reason, is up there.
Makes sense. Don't explain yourself.
But like movies like Twins, Total Recall, Junior, Kindergarten Conan. Cop.
Kindergarten Cop.
A lot of those movies are ones that I've really maybe only seen once, twice, maybe three times, but a long time ago at that. Predator, like I said, it's something I watch every other year, if that. So I'd say Predator is my favorite for sure. I think I could definitively state. Is it the best Schwarzenegger movie? I don't know if I'd say that. Just my favorite, personally.
Would you agree that this movie is unapologetically macho?
Oh, yeah. I mean, this movie is what the Expendables wishes it was. But no, this is like, I would say Predator has to be the best example, or at least one of the best examples of like pulling together just an ensemble of like manly men and having them in this action movie that much like, I mean, to a degree, much like, You were saying about Mars Attacks, how it's a B movie that's an A movie that's trying to be a B movie. Kind of similar with this, where it's like just action constantly to the point that it's like, this is ridiculous, but it's great. And I think it's just one of the best examples of that 80s action phenomena that we really haven't gotten effectively since.
Yeah, this movie is one of my favorite action movies. It's up there with Terminator 2 and Die Hard, Predator. Why is that? It is that sentence I just uttered, unapologetically macho. And just the concept, very simple. These badass military men going on a mission get caught off guard by this alien, this predator that is hunting them for sport. And it's such a cool concept, and it's just highly entertaining to, like, it gets your adrenaline going, gets you sweating, makes you, inspires you to want to go lift weights.
lather yourself with some baby oil while you watch
it. Yeah, little baby oil, not too much, just enough to get the, you know, the pecs shining, the biceps glistening, and then yeah, you can go to work.
Go to work, Jamie. Find a Turbo Man doll.
Dylan.
Would you say that there are lines in this film that would definitely not fly today, or would it just be very rated R?
I mean, it is very rated R.
It really is. You know, out of all the things in this movie, the one thing that makes me squirm every time, can you guess it? What's the one thing out of everything in this movie, the one thing that you're like, ugh, every time?
When he rips the spine and skull out of Hawkins' body.
Now, that makes me want to go eat some ribs.
The look. Oh, I know what it is. It's when Jesse Ventura yits on Carl Weathers' shoe.
No, that inspires me to yit. No.
What is it?
It's Mac.
I thought you were going to say it's the woman's teeth being all not straight and whatnot.
Jesus, no. I'm not mean. It's with Mac dry shaving.
Is it because he's dry shaving when he doesn't have a beard?
He doesn't have a beard. He's dry shaving. No shaving cream. I'm like, I've used shaving cream and got razor burn, and it hurts. What are you doing?
He's just showing.
If that's not the most manly thing in this movie, I don't know what is. Like, everyone's like Arnold holding up the torch going, that's less manly than shaving no shaving cream.
Hey, that dude shaves so hard, he breaks the razor on his own face.
I know. I was in the shower just the other night, went to grab my shampoo and caught my finger on a razor and just slit it the tiniest little bit. And I was like, ow! Like, this man's breaking him on his face.
Tough. He's tough.
Anytime. It's unapologetically macho.
Yes, it is. You got Carl Weathers in here, Jesse Ventura. You got
other guys.
Other tough looking dudes. You got the Colonel from Rambo. You got Shane Black, who's like a more well known director nowadays.
Yeah. Well, he did Iron Man 3, right?
Yeah, he did Iron Man 3.
He did Predators, right?
Kiss Kiss Bang Bang, and he did Predators. And if you're asking me, Predators might be the worst in the whole franchise.
Worse than Alien vs. Predator Requiem.
I don't know. It's been so long since I've seen that movie. I can't even tell you. And this film's also directed by John McTiernan. Predator is. I don't want to get too far away without mentioning that. He directed Die Hard as well. And the man knows how to direct action, I can tell you that. What did you think of his take on this movie?
I mean, I love everything, all the shots in this movie, because he knows how to direct action, and this movie has such a, I don't want to say it like peaks and then drops and then peaks again, kind of, right? Like they fly in to save these prisoners of war or this guerrilla encampment, basically, they're going to take down. There's another mission that went in. They all disappeared. That's really why they got sent in. So there's this mystery to it, and there's this rising tension between everyone. They blow up this whole camp, and they find this one woman, and she kind of seems like she knows what's going on. But that's it. Like, so you, if you were to watch this, go into it without knowing that there's an alien, without watching the first 1 minute?
Hey, stopping you. Keep your face in your microphone.
Sorry, I'm getting excited. I'm looking at my camera.
I know. You're talking to me. Don't talk to me. Talk to the mic.
So if you were to go into this movie, like I'm saying, the rising action and everything, if you were to go into this movie, not know that there's an alien and not watch the first 30-second clip of the movie, then you would almost think that the movie was close to over for whatever reason. You're like, yeah, we're 45 minutes in and 30 minutes in. Like, but at that point, there had been no mention of an alien. There had been no, like, nothing to that degree. There's some weird happenings, but they're in the jungle. You know, they're in this... They didn't know what was going on. And so... To that point, there's this, like, rising action, they blow up this encampment, and then it kind of goes down from there. It kind of dips off, and there is still that tension of there's something else out there, especially when you start to see the heat vision shots and everything, and the noises. And then, yeah, the Predator shows up, and it's just constant action from there on out. It's like action and tension, and it's a good balance, because I used to think this movie was a horror movie. And it's definitely an action horror movie. And I'd almost say it's now, as I'm older, I would consider it more action than horror by a long shot.
See, I disagree with you in saying it's horror at all. I would say it's just action sci-fi. It's just action.
I mean, you could argue it's still horror, though, because you have, you know, it's Jaws in the Jungle. We did Tremors, Jaws in the Desert. We did Jaws in the Water. We got Jaws in the Desert, or Jaws in the Jungle. God damn it.
Jaws in the Jungle with, like, an artillery. That's what this
Predator says. Yeah, Predator says, I'll rip your spine. I'll do it any time.
Yeah, this movie was missing. It had beef, yeah, but it was missing some steak. It needed some fucking steak.
It needed some steak. It needed some brandy. And all the men in this movie, you see them sweating. They're not sweating because they're hot. They're sweating because they're drank too much brandy.
Yeah.
They pulled off too much cushion by the fire. They got hot. They sweat.
Got a little too warm.
Yeah, yeah.
Like Madeline, she had to leave.
Yeah, yeah. You know, they would have been fine if they would have jumped into the San Francisco Bay.
They're just too far away.
Trying to get to the chopper. I don't know why they didn't try to get to the bay. They got that vertigo. Can't ride the chopper.
As soon as you said chopper, I couldn't go. I knew I'd get the vertigo. I'd get scared.
Hey, Jimmy Stewart was a fucking war hero. And I'm pretty sure he flew planes. So, God damn it, if anyone could fight the Predator, Jimmy Stewart.
He wouldn't need any mud or torches or booby traps.
He's cold-blooded to begin with.
He'd talk
it over, yeah. He'd calm the Predator down.
He'd shoot his gun out the window, and the police would come, and the Predator would just give up.
He'd look at the Predator at the end when he takes his mask off, and Arnold Schwarzenegger says his famous line, but Jimmy would say, you're beautiful.
He'd be like, son, I think you have a condition.
Exactly. But
do you remember – I guess we'll finish on a point before we got sidetracked. I don't think this is horror at all. I think it's sci-fi. Sci-fi can be a little spooky. It's a very graphic movie, and the Predator itself looks like a monster, I suppose, but it's just an alien. Just a very intense action sci-fi film.
If anything, through the years, with the subsequent releases, because I actually really have never watched Predator 2 the whole way through. Mm. And then, you know, you had AVP, AVP Requiem, Predators, and then The Predator. Which I haven't seen yet. I need to see it, but I don't really want to.
Garbage.
They've almost, I don't want to say loosened on his, like, mysterious, like, the mysterious nature of the Predator, because they've turned him from, like, in this movie, he was just a killer, period. That's what it was. And I like the mythos of the Predator, that he's, like, they're, like, this race of hunters. They're, like, game hunters. Which is really cool, but they've almost, like, loosened on that through the years by, like, having the Predator be good guy in AVP and AVP Requiem, and having the Predator be a good guy in The Predator when he's taking on the Super Predator, which I said I hadn't seen, but I know that's a plot device. And even in Predators, by the end, there's a Predator helping them escape. So it's just...
Well, it's a creature of respect.
Honor.
You know, it's not good or bad. He's just the guy with the gun. Yeah, he's just hunting for sport, and he has honor. That's what makes him shine in those when he's a good guy, I guess. But
but I'm overall, saying it kind of like takes away from him. Not to that it loosens the greatness of this movie by any sense of the means, but it kind of takes away from like the horror aspect that I was getting at for this one.
Yeah, he's such an infamous villain character in cinema. Seeing him in a different light is just kind of tarnishing, I guess. It can be seen that way, I suppose.
But it's a different Predator.
That's right, because this one got blown the F up.
Yeah, that's the thing, though. They all, you know, we just kind of, you lump it in as it's the Predator, but they're all different Predators. Same like the Xenomorph, where you're like, it's the alien. But there's like a billion aliens and aliens.
This is going off of something you were kind of alluding to, basically being like, if you missed the beginning of this movie and watched it like partially through, you would have no idea this is like an alien movie. Mm-hmm. Do you remember the first time we watched this movie?
I believe so, but I could be wrong. We watched it on TV, did we not? And yes, we missed the first bit of this movie.
Yes, we did.
Yeah.
It was at our grandmother's house. And, we were watching it and just thinking it was like an Arnold Schwarzenegger movie. And
like, this isn't Kindergarten Cop?
Yeah. It wasn't until, I think Mac kills that scorpion. Yuck. And yucks it onto the crate. And he's like, anytime. And then it goes all thermal. And the Predator hand goes and like grabs the dead scorpion. You see the hand. And I was like, oh, is this Predator? I've seen the cover of this, and I always thought it was a horror movie.
I always thought this was Junior.
Yeah. I remember watching it for the first time that way and being like, this movie was awesome by the end of it. And it's classic. It's a classic in action for the scenes they compose, especially, I mean, when they are raiding the guerrilla like war camp or whatever, and just explosions. Tearing ass. A lot of explosions, a lot of just gore and malice.
Knock, knock.
And one-liners. Yeah. Stick around. Classic stuff. But also, with that line there, it's classic for its one-liners. Dylan, you son of a bitch.
What's the matter? Around. CIA got you pushing too many pencils?
And it has top three Arnold's most famous lines. His personal favorite line he's given is, get to the chopper.
Come on, get to the chopper. When you said that, I was like, his personal favorite. I'm like, you are one ugly motherfucker.
Yes, another classic line he's got in this one. Also, for my money, third best scream in cinema.
I was just thinking that, like famous Arnold Schwarzenegger quotes and just, like in quotations, Arnold.
Yeah, him covering himself in mud, raising that torch, calling the Predator to fight him to the death.
Like, this is the role Arnold Schwarzenegger was born to play.
It was. And I say third. Can you guess the other two?
I know. Are they both just Harry from Home Alone? Or Marv, rather?
Marv from Home Alone 1 is the greatest scream in cinema when they put the tarantula on his face.
Yeah.
Can you guess what number two is?
Marv in Home Alone 2.
Marv in Home Alone 2.
when he goes up a different octave because he's like, and that one, the first one, is just a straight like, but that one, he's like,
builds to a crescendo.
He Mickey Mouses it a bit. I'm like,
but I love Arnold in this role.
Love Carl Weathers.
I just love Carl Weathers.
They have a really cool dynamic. Like, you watch them together, and you're like, I wish you were in more movies together.
Yeah. Yeah, I did wish that. And it made me wonder, why are Jesse Ventura and Arnold Schwarzenegger in movies together as often as they are?
It made me wonder why Carl Weathers isn't in more things.
Right, right.
Like, especially then. Like, he's great in this. He was obviously phenomenal as Apollo Creed. Why is he not in everything? Like, he's so charismatic as a person. Like, I'm so glad he's getting this opportunity with The Mandalorian.
You know what he'd say to you if you asked him that question? Pretend I'm Carl Weathers. Ask that question.
Why aren't you in more stuff? That question?
Shut up, Happy. That's what he'd say.
I imagine he'd be like, I'm in more stuff than you. And they're like, shit, you're right.
You want to hear something that happened to me while watching Predator? Made me feel like a proud father. Maybe that's not the right word to use.
You peed yourself?
I was watching this with my girlfriend, her first time watching it, and it shows Dylan, and she's like, oh. I'm like, do you know who that is? She's like, that's Apollo Creed. I'm like, goddamn right it
is. Apollo Creed. It's about to knock him out. Apollo didn't die. He just went home.
Gosh. But yeah, like, another classic line. I almost forgot. If it bleeds, we can kill it.
That's a good one. There's the movie, the plot's really simple. They're basically a mercenary group coming in to, they brought in under the guise that they need to save some POWs, correct? If I recall correctly, or is it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then, you know, everything unfolds. They figure out what's kind of going on. They get an idea from Billy that something's out there. Something's tracking them. And from there, it's kind of just a puzzle, piecing it together, what's happening, and this monster chasing them, this alien chasing them, hunting them down, picking them off one by one with these futuristic weapons, and Arnold figuring out how to fight it, and coming down to this final 1v1. And it's really that simple. It's such a simplistic plot. Like, what if... It's kind of like the story The Deadliest Game, if you recall that.
Yeah.
But if it was an alien and humans. It's so simple in nature.
Let me tell you how this movie kind of came about. There was a script being written called The Hunter. Hmm. And it was similar. Only the main character was a Native American who ended up evolving into the character of Billy. But he was supposed to be the main character, and this alien comes, and they kind of hunt each other. It was during the premiere of Rocky IV. Was it Rocky IV or something? Was some big movie like that? And someone made a joke saying Rocky's going to run out of opponents on Earth. He's going to end up fighting aliens. So then studios went with that idea, like, how about a big action star like Stallone or Schwarzenegger fights an alien? So they took this script, The Hunter, changed it around, got Arnold on board, and it just kind of snowballed from there. And kind of became this Arnold classic. Arnold Schwarzenegger, he was so invested in this movie. At this point, I think it was with the release of this movie, he became the most paid actor in Hollywood.
Highest paid?
Yeah, yeah. Most successful, like, biggest movie star in the world at this point, to the point where he was even getting married during the production of this movie, and he did miss the rehearsal dinner because they were working on scenes in Mexico, you know? So he did make it to his wedding, believe it or not, with a big old bushy, with a great big bushy beard. That's not true. But
he grew a beard and then shaved it off.
Yeah, he did. And like the conditions for making this movie were so intense, just because they actually filmed in a jungle. The cast and crew had to deal with leeches and snakes and bugs and the heat. The heat was the biggest enemy of this movie. It was a pretty miserable time on set, to the point that I don't know if you knew this factoid or not, But the original Alien, or Predator rather, the original actor was Jean-Claude Van Damme. And he signed on because that was part of the idea, like Alien versus action star. So we're going to have like two action stars. And they thought it'd be cool if Jean-Claude Van Damme could do his martial arts as the Alien. Well, that proved to be troublesome because of the suit. The suit went through changes. Because the original, you should look up the original Predator costume design, because it is goofy looking. Looks like a bug. And Jean-Claude Van Damme could not move around in it. He complained all the time that it was too hot. Yep. And it is awful. It got to the point where it like wasn't even worth what they were doing. So they decided to put the movie on pause. They didn't fire Jean-Claude Van Damme. Well, I guess they did, because they decided to go a different direction. They're like, Jean-Claude, you're 5'9". We need someone bigger than Arnold to play this. Yeah, that's what they're going for, to play this Predator. They found another actor. I can't remember his name. Justin Hall, something like that. And he was like 7'2", to play him. And they brought in Stan Winston. And Stan Winston was working on a film with my boy, James Cameron. And Stan was working on the design of the Predator. It was actually James Cameron who came up with the idea. He's like, you know, it'd look great if you had some mandibles on that alien's face. So good old Jim came up with that classic Predator look. Stan Winston came up with the rest of it, and they were able to put something together that turned into, just once again, a classic creature design by Stan Winston. And the last factoid I can think of, and this one kind of tickled me, Jesse the Body Ventura, famous professional wrestler, former governor of Minnesota, he was in this movie. He plays, what was his name? I can remember it any other day.
Blaine.
He drinks tobacco.
He drinks tobacco and he spits tobacco.
Turn you into a sexual tyrannosaur.
Is he the one that gets zapped through the chest?
Yeah, real good.
If you look closely, it's actually all tobacco, not blood.
Red man's big chew.
Yeah, just coming out of his body. His rip was that big.
Well, before I continue on with my factoid, I do need to point out, we all laughed at this part, because it's when Mac goes and sits at Blaine's side and zips him in the body bag. If you look, Jesse Ventura, his eyes are like kind of twitching while they're closed, and his neck is like, the pulse is thumping.
He was hyped.
He's still alive. He can't die.
Survive.
And then he zips in the body bag and suffocated him. But anyway, he was on set.
He was on so many steroids that his body was still pumping.
Yeah, right. He was on set, and he was elated when the wardrobe lady let him in on a fact that, Jesse, your biceps are exactly 1 inch bigger than Arnold Schwarzenegger's, because I do measurements in wardrobe. And he's like, really? That is awesome. So he went and he made a bet with Arnold. He's like, hey, Arnie, my biceps are bigger than yours. You owe me a bottle of champagne. He's like, okay. Arnold Schwarzenegger's biceps were much bigger than Jesse the Body Ventura's. And he told the wardrobe lady to go tell him that his were bigger. So he tricked him, the sneaky guy.
What a bastard. Son of a bitch!
No, that's me. I'm son of a bitch. That's Arnold Schwarzenegger. Two different people. He's much more successful and handsome.
I like that people kind of, just speaking of Arnold, because all the actors in this movie are phenomenal. It's a well-acted movie. Everyone plays their parts really well. And there's this kind of like, not a stereotype's the wrong word, but a belief. There's a belief that Arnold Schwarzenegger just isn't like a great actor. He wasn't a great actor. He got by on the fact that he was really muscular, really big and posing, and he was a draw. Whether it was due to his accent or what have you, he was a draw. But I really think he's really good in most of his movies. He plays his parts well.
I think he's a great actor, honestly. Really do.
He's phenomenal in I would say pretty much most everything that he's in. He has some bad movies, obviously. Everyone does. But he plays his role to the best of his ability. And if this movie is definitely one of his best performances, just in general. Everything he does in this movie is perfect.
Yeah, no, I agree. I think he's a great actor in most of his movies. There is that stereotype, I guess, that he's a bad actor. Is that a stereotype?
I don't think it's a stereotype. Like a belief?
A belief, a rumor,
yeah,
what have you. It's an opinion held by the majority that he's not a good actor, which is silly. He has an accent, sure. It's iconic. He's a star, you know.
You know what's a good Arnold movie we didn't even mention? True Lies.
Total Recall.
I mentioned Total Recall in the beginning. True Lies we didn't mention. I don't know. Yeah. I was like thinking of other movies that he's like really good in. And True Lies, he's like fantastic in. So
yeah, True Lies. I don't know if you heard me say it, but like Conan the Barbarian.
Yeah.
It was like his first real movie, and he's excellent in that movie, if you ask me. But yeah, this is my second favorite Arnold movie behind Terminator 2. And yeah, it's one I enjoy watching from time to time. Do I enjoy watching it in January? No, I like to watch, like, I'm a mood kind of person. And this kind of movie, I want to watch this on like a hot summer's night or even a hot summer's day.
Actually, the last time I watched this movie before this recent watch was in June of this year at our home, at our home away from home, in an unair-conditioned room. It was very hot, very humid and hot.
Method. Eating a steak.
I was eating a scorpion.
Jeez. and smoking a cigar. And
dry shaving my face. just had a minigun sitting in the back.
Just in case.
Yeah. For God's sake, this movie has a minigun in it. Like, come on now.
Turn around. One last factoid. The Predators classic, like...
This Frank Welker?
No.
Was that what you were going to ask me?
What famous voice actor does that simple, like, I don't know, I did the wrong sound. Like,
I know what you mean.
It's like a throat, like.
See, this is why we're not famous voice actors. It's not Frank Welker. Is it Peter Cullen?
I am Optimus Prime.
That's Peter Cullen, right? Yeah.
That's Peter Cullen.
Yeah, Peter Cullen voice Optimus Prime. He is
voice of many other people too.
Oh yeah. He's the Predator purr.
Is that what we call it?
I'm gonna call it
the Predator purr.
Yeah, it makes sense to me.
And you're like, I saw a monster out there in the woods. What did it sound like? It kind of sounded like a cat.
Sound like a predator purr. Yeah.
I think I heard it meow. This movie, if you haven't seen it, highly recommend. It's just a fun watch. Obviously, it's a hard R of a movie. There's a lot of blood and guts and gore and violence, but it's a fun movie to just sit back and kind of watch the action unfold and the events unfold, and especially in that finale where it is a 1v1 monster versus man, Arnold versus Predator, and it's kind of like a game of wits where like Arnold is hopelessly outmatched. To quote a famous Nick Fury line,
Into the mic.
To quote a famous Nick Fury line, we are hilariously outgunned, Arnold was. And he finds a way with his intuitive fun traps, like the Ewok trap. You could tell that Arnold watched Return of the Jedi before maybe even Return of the Jedi came out. When did this come out?
This came out in 87.
Okay, so yeah, he saw Return of the Jedi. He's like, you know what those Ewoks did? That might work.
Yeah, those Ewoks, they're onto something.
Yeah, maybe I'll... So basically what this movie told me was if this happened on Endor, no Predator's ever gotten out of Endor alive. Ewoks just fucked them all up.
Yep. If you know that famous scene, the end of Predator 2, when they're on the ship and there's that wall of skulls.
Yeah.
And there's the Xenomorph skull and stuff. If you go into an Ewok hut, there's a Predator skull on the wall.
That's like the equivalent of like a lion's head on your mantle.
Yeah.
You see that Ewok skull. You got little nub nub up there. It's like shit. Wicket. You got Wicket.
Fucking Wicket.
Yeah.
that's another Arnold classic line that I didn't mention when he's like trying to lure the Predator into one of his booby traps. Like, come on, kill me. I'm right here. Come on, do it.
We didn't touch on this too. I feel like we do this more often than not, but the composer, the music in this movie is very very fitting. It's like very military, but then when it needs to, it's never really like you said, this has under, I mean, if anything, its subgenre is either horror or sci-fi or both. And it never really, the music never really feels sci-fi. It's always like very serious military style music.
Yeah. And then it has like that classic, like, I don't know, drums, like
yeah, like the jungle style music. Yeah, no, this movie has really, really good music. I feel like we just didn't touch base on that at all. Do you know who it's composed by?
Your boy, Alan Silvestri.
None other than Alan Silvestri. You know what's funny is like when he started doing like the Marvel movies, I'm like, oh, this is a great up and coming composer.
Where have you been?
I know. Then I found out he's like composed almost every single movie I've ever watched.
Great movie.
So this portion of the show, are you ready to take it to the factory?
Come on.
You ready to cast John Cena as Dutch?
All right. That's the end of the show, everybody.
This portion of the show, this is where we take the film we just watched and we submit it to the factory. That's where we take the film and we imagine what it would look like if it came out today. Who would direct it? Who would compose it? Who would star? Same film, same story, just modern booking for the modern era. So for this movie, let me ask you, what are you thinking? What would you like to do for this one? How would you like to do it?
I was thinking, let's just cast buff dudes into buff roles.
Alrighty, so we're going to do some big, beefy men. So for that, then, we'll do we'll recast actors for today. No directors, no composer, just actors. We'll do Dutch, Arnold Schwarzenegger, Dylan, Blaine, Billy, and Mac. And so let's go ahead and start with Mac. The reason we chose these ones, these characters, is... we felt that these five just had the most, would you say, integral parts to the movie? Or they're the most memorable overall?
Yeah, of the team, you know, of the big buff beefy dudes here.
Yeah.
Big Predator and whatnot.
And so let's go ahead and start with Mac. Who do you have for Mac?
So when I think big buff beefy dudes, I think pro wrestling. Big pro wrestling fans here on the show. And... yes, Mac is a small role, memorable role, however. And there's one professional wrestler currently active that I think could break out and be in some movies going forward. And that is my boy, Big E, is his name. Big E Langston. If you don't know who I'm talking about, look him up. Won't do you any wrong, especially if you YouTube Big E dancing. He's an entertaining gentleman. But man, he he can turn serious real quick. He's a powerhouse. And I could see him having some fun. He's going to have him some fun.
Yeah. I went with someone that we've used a billion times in the show, but I feel like he's suited for this role just on the things that I've seen him in and the things that I've chose to cast him in the past. That's Winston Duke. It's pretty obvious, right? It seems like a match made in heaven, doesn't it? Like, if you really think of Mac and then Winston Duke, M'Baku, he also, I can't think of his name, but he's really good in Us.
Us, yeah.
I got, like, froze up that because wife plays.
I turned my camera on so I could point to you, because every time you do this, I point, but you can't see me.
I look at you.
Talking to your mic.
I need to do this. I need to move. I should move my camera to this monitor so I always look at it. But, you know, goddamn.
Yeah.
I
mean, I should do the same. I'm talking to you over here, but my camera's over there.
Oh, there it is. Yeah, I think Winston Duke obviously just is the right fit.
Yeah, you're not wrong. He's actually an actor.
He's actually an actor, and I think that he's just. And what I've seen him in, he would do this part justice.
Is he going to have him some fun?
Justice!
Hey. M'Baku.
Hey, Winston Duke. Alrighty. What about Billy? Billy! I don't have anyone for Billy, so it's all on you.
See, I made that big rant about pro wrestling, and I'm going to pick a non-pro wrestler. I was thinking of the movie X-Men Days of Future Past. And there's the character Warpath. Do you remember him?
Yes.
At the beginning?
Yeah, it's been a long time. I saw that movie in theaters, and that's it.
Oh, man. I saw him in that movie. I'm like, badass. I could see him being like an up-and-coming actor. That movie came out 6 years ago, so I'm sure he's a lot older, a lot beefier, because it's played by Boo Boo Stewart, who Ben and I were talking off camera jokingly, talking about Boo Boo Stewart, who is in the Twilight movies, and he's not very good. But am I defending my pick here? Boo Boo Stewart.
You're like, he sucks, but he's good for this.
Yeah. You just have to be monotoned. Something's out there. Yeah, I fear no man, that kind of deal. So yeah, that was my pick for old Billy Boy.
I'm fine with it. Boo Boo Stewart, it is. What about,
all you have to do is be able to cut yourself across the chest with a big machete.
Yeah. What about your Blaine, obviously famous Jesse the Body Ventura pro wrestler. Who you got to play Blaine?
I'm actually pretty proud of my Blaine pick. You ready for this?
Yeah.
John Lovitz.
What?
How about John Lovitz?
No.
Pick
someone else.
Hello, Mr. Devil. I like a cape.
Jesus Christ. Is this because you watched Little Nicky recently?
And Rat Race, amongst other things.
Benchwarmers.
I am actually proud of my Blaine. Pro wrestler, beefy, actor, Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Hey, aren't you worried he might break his neck?
He ain't got time for it to be broken. He'll keep hauling ass, stomping mud holes in that predator's face and walking it dry.
I'll say what you usually say to me. He's tooled.
That could be. He's in his 50s.
I mean,
how old was Jesse back in the day? He's had to have been in his 40s, is all.
I'm sure. Maybe late 30s.
Maybe. Arnold was about 40 when they did this movie.
My pick, I actually didn't go professional wrestler. I thought about it. I kept coming back to Randy Orton, and I did not like that pick. I didn't like that role. Not that Randy Orton doesn't have charisma, just not the same type of charisma. And it's not even necessarily that this character needs that. It's more that, I mean, he's like a macho man's man. Always has something to say, and he's kind of snarky in it. You know, I've been watching recently, and I mean, you won't understand this pick, I'm sure, but others might, and you can research it as well. I've been watching the Pat McAfee show lately. He's an NXT superstar. I don't know if you knew this or not. He's a former punter of the Colts. But also, he has a YouTube show where he just talks about sports. It's also on Sirius. I've been watching it a lot. And almost every single day, if not every day, he has former linebacker, the Green Bay Packers, and former Ohio State linebacker, A.J. Hawk, on.
Yeah.
And A.J. Hawk, just the way he – I don't know if he's ever been in a movie or done anything of that nature, but just his plain old being himself would be perfect as this role. And he's got the look, too. Like, look up A.J. Hawk now, and you're like, God damn, he kind of looks like a soldier. Ready to fight.
I used to have nightmares of AJ Hawk chasing me.
Jesus. Not Clay Matthews?
Yeah, any of them.
I think AJ Hawk would be a good fit for this role. Not a professional wrestler, but a former professional football player.
Well, let's see what the coin of destiny has to say about this matter.
Justice.
It is Tails, John Lovitz.
Stone Cold. All right. Stone Cold playing his character from The Condemned.
Stone Cold, E.T., fighting another alien.
Blaine, played by Vinnie Jones.
It's not bad either.
What about Dylan? How about we do Dylan and Dutch? We'll do Dylan and Dutch together. I'm pretty sure we decided on the same people, correct?
I believe so. We had an idea in mind, gave it the old switcheroo for the star power aspect of it, but makes good sense overall.
Yeah, so
it's obvious picks. That's why we're kind of talking openly about it.
The obvious pick for the job, Squad of Our Tentacles. I almost bought that movie the other night. Just tossing it out there before, I almost bought the SpongeBob movie because I really wanted to watch it, and it's like $15.
Hey, that's a steal.
Well worth. But anyways, our Dylan and our Dutch, hear us out. Dylan, played by John Cena. Dutch, played by Dwayne The Rock Johnson. The star power is there. Obviously, Arnold Schwarzenegger was a much bigger movie star than Carl Weathers. Similar to this, Dwayne Johnson, a much bigger movie star, much bigger action movie star than John Cena is currently. Mm-hmm. It just makes sense. We've done it in the past. We've drawn comparisons to John Cena and Arnold Schwarzenegger, but this just seems like the right fit. You have The Rock playing Dutch. You have John Cena playing Dylan. It just seems like it would work. John Cena being the CIA man.
Yeah, I was gonna say, as far as characters go, like their style of acting, even, it just seems like a better fit. And, you know, just drawing parallels to real life as well as pro wrestling, like the show of WWE a few years back, John Cena and The Rock had a feud. It was so good because a lot of it bled into real life. But just their tension on screen, their presence and the electricity between those two, I think could be a good undertone for our Predator movie.
Yeah, and on top of that, even more so, like, I was watching a pitch meeting recently of The Rock, and he is in a lot of movies with jungles, so this would fit right in.
Hey, he's going to be in Jumanji 3.
Jumanji 3.
Hey, there already was a Jumanji 3. This would be Jumanji 4.
Yeah, you're not wrong. But yeah, now think about that. So Jungle Cruise, Jumanji, this new Jumanji movie is coming or that came out. He did The Rundown. He did Journey 2. Yeah, lots of damn monster movies. But indeed, our Predator remake, we got Dwayne Johnson as our Dutch, Dylan, played by John Cena, Blaine, Stone Cold, Billy, played by Boo Boo Stewart, and Mac, played by Winston Duke. So that is it for the factory. Before we get going, you have a question or two before we go?
How about if the Predator was going to travel somewhere, whether it's Earth or some other fictitious world, what have you, and he was going to go one-on-one with a character, whether it's in a book, comics, cinema, video games, what have you, what would be the most entertaining for you to see the Predator go one-on-one against?
So it'd be interesting to see what would happen, because obviously Alien, I've always thought this is what would happen, because I think they've done Alien vs. Predator. I don't know what other comics they've done with the Alien facing something else or the Predator facing something else. But I would always thought it would be interesting if these aliens, because they've done this in other Alien franchises, if these aliens existed in the Star Wars universe.
Whoa.
Predator versus Jedi. Predator with lightsaber wrists versus a Jedi would be pretty awesome. A Sith Predator shooting electric out of its fingers.
Hey, you know, if you look closely in Star Wars Episode 1, you can actually see a Predator. Vote now. Vote now. Vote now.
Is that legit or not legit?
That's not legit.
Okay, I was going to say there's E.T.,
yeah, right.
But I was like, is that real? Really? A Predator? Nah. There's a xenomorph in there with his little mouth going, vote. but indeed, yeah, I always thought Star Wars. Yourself?
At first, I was going to say Batman. Now, Batman and the Predator have gone face to face in the comics, I believe, or in a Predator comic book line. And so if I really want to see that, damn it, I just need to seek it out, right? So I'm going to say I think it'd be really cool, and it could be possible still, if they made Predator versus Rambo.
Predator versus Finally Old have, Dutch.
I really want to see that. Yeah, Predator versus Rambo, finally getting Stallone to fight this alien. That was the original idea. But just the... Once again, the aspect of the booby traps. No one sets them up quite like Rambo does. And that could be really entertaining, too. It would be very similar to Predator.
You just set yourself up in a lie. Think about someone. There is one man in cinema, or should I say child, that sets up booby traps better than Stallone.
Home Stallone.
We got Kevin McAllister v.
Oh, yeah. That's so much better.
Predator v. Home Alone.
Yeah, Predator versus Kevin McAllister. You see, I didn't pick that because it's obvious who'd win, Kevin.
Yeah.
Kevin would throw a paint bucket down and crush that thing.
His visor, yeah. He wouldn't have his heat vision anymore. He'd be all confused.
Yeah, yeah. He'd slip on some micro machines and parrot laser blaster and shoot himself in the face.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, see, he'd be done. He'd lose already.
Yeah, so I didn't pick it.
Yeah. It's too obvious.
Kevin McAllister would get tarantula, put it on the Predator's face, Predator would scream, and he'd run away. He'd lose.
What would happen if you had Kevin McAllister versus Rambo? Nothing, because they'd both be setting up booby traps waiting.
Almost pooped my pants.
God damn. All right, that's the cue to get out of here. So if you like
sitting like behind the couch, you coming?
You give up or you're thirsty for more? So that does it for the show. If you liked what you heard, be sure to check us out on Audio Boom. That is our primary source. That's where we're putting the show to first, and then it gets posted subsequently everywhere else. So Spotify, Google Play, iTunes, wherever you get your podcast, hey, we're there. You can also find us at our new gaming channel, You and a Guest Gaming, where Gus and I are doing a playthrough of Alien Isolation right now. Just released episode 5 on there, You and a Guest Gaming. Just fun little get-togethers, little quick 10 to 20 minute long clips of us just playing the game, working our way through it slowly but surely. Episodes release every Monday and Wednesday. So new episode on this past Monday, and then as of recording, a new episode tomorrow. So as you're hearing this, be sure to check it out. You can also find us over on Twitter. We are at The Bros Movie Pod. That's where we'll be posting links to the show, clips of what we're watching, memes that Gus makes, etc., etc. That's at The Bros Movie Pod. You can also find us over on Facebook.
Hey, go to Facebook, type in The Brothers Movie Factory. We'll be there. I promise. No chopper required. I like to make memes and of what watching, as well as including links to the things Ben mentioned a moment ago, like Audio Boom, Spotify, Twitter, YouTube, and at.
So that is the show. We hope you enjoyed it. But until next week, brothers.
Brothers.
Brothers. You son of a bitch.